This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President Obama travels to Japan on the first leg of his Asia tour that will also include South Korea, Malaysia, and the Philippines. It'll be the president's first trip there since Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe started his overhaul of the Japanese economy after two decades of stagnation. As Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, the Abenomics on display is still very much a work in progress.
One of Japan's most obvious problems for the past couple decades has been deflation. That's falling prices. It's poison for economic growth. Under Abe, the Bank of Japan printed money and slashed interest rates, and it started working almost immediately.
The price level has been rising now for about a year.
Arthur Alexander is an adjunct professor at Georgetown. This is a big deal. Rising prices have the potential to drive up wages and consumer spending. So on that front, so far, so good. But
the verdict on Abenomics will depend on whether or not they do the structural reforms.
Anil Keshep teaches at the Booth School of Business. The structural reforms, those are the big picture things.
There's all kinds of frictions that make Japan an unappealing place to do business.
Starting a business, getting hired full time, even finding childcare is hard in Japan. And some parts of Japan's economy, especially agriculture, are highly subsidized and unproductive. So in some ways, Japan has changed a lot in a year. The question is, will it keep changing? I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.